American forces resumed strikes on Iranian targets on Tuesday after roughly a month of relative quiet. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Tehran that any attack would be one of their last decisions, and satellite imagery revealed a troubling pattern of Israeli airstrikes timed to follow Turkish military visits to Syrian airbases, all before markets opened. The day's stakes? Iran, AI bubbles, and a congressman on a watched flight. Thursday. At home, dozens of Republican lawmakers were quietly planning to skip Trump's midterm convention, Mitch McConnell's Senate absence crossed 80 days, and a federal judge permanently dismissed the administration's sanctuary city lawsuit against Rochester, New York. Meanwhile, the FBI stood accused of using air marshals to surveil a sitting Democratic congressman mid-flight. In the technology world, OpenAI's Sam Altman sounded alarms about unsustainable silliness in GPU infrastructure spending. Google announced a landmark multi-year deal with YouTube creator MrBeast to embed its Gemini AI across content and wearables, and a former Google engineer was sentenced for stealing AI trade secrets. Hubble's discovery of a 10-sided atmospheric wave over Saturn's south pole, and a study showing November's solar storm skewed US GPS readings by 33 feet, closed out a day that left almost no domain untouched.